For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. China is set to fly flags at half-mast to mourn Wan Li, former chairman of the National People's Congress Standing Committee. Wan Li was 99 years old and died in Beijing on July 15th. His remains will be cremated on Wednesday. Flags will be lowered to half-mast at Tiananmen Square in Beijing on Wednesday, and Xinhuamen, the main entrance of Zhongnanhai, the seat of the Communist Party and the central government. The half-mast flag will also be seen at many other government sites, including the Great Hall of the People, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and overseas embassies. Wan Li also served as Secretary of the Secretariat of the CPC Central Committee, member of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee and Vice Premier. The 18th Communist Party of China Central Committee is scheduled to hold its fifth plenary session in Beijing in October. The announcement has been issued on Monday by the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee. One important thing on the agenda is the discussion of the 13th Five-Year Plan of National Development, which runs from 2016 to 2020. The General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee, Xi Jinping, is set to chair the session. At least 17 people have been injured when a gas explosion rocked a dormitory in a university in Lanzhou, Gansu province. The blast, which occurred at Lanzhou University on Monday morning, seriously damaged three floors of a six-floor dorm building. 15 students and two staff members of a nearby hotel are said to be hurt. The school administration says the explosion happened as workers were demolishing a building adjacent to the dorm. An initial probe suggests they accidentally damaged gas pipes inside. Fujian has signed a contract with Taiwan's Kinmen County on Monday to jointly construct a pipeline. The agreement aims to bring fresh water to Kinmen in order to tackle its water supply shortage. Kinmen, an island close to the coastal city of Xiamen in Fujian province, is short of fresh water resources. Both sides reached a consensus last year on details such as the amount of water to be supplied. The project is said to be fully operational in 2017. It can supply 15,000 tons of water per day. More than 30 gold ornaments stolen from ancient Chinese tombs and held by French collectors have been formally handed over to the Chinese Museum on Monday. It was the first time cultural relics have been successfully returned to China following bilateral negotiations between China and France. These gold items came from tombs in Dabuzuishan in Lishan County, Gansu province, dating back to the spring and autumn period around 2,700 years ago. The tombs were looted during the 1990s and a large number of relics, including the gold ornaments, were smuggled abroad. A public exhibition of the relics was also opened on Monday and will last until the end of October. These gold items will be permanently displayed at the Gansu Provincial Museum. 8 Afghan army soldiers have been killed and 5 others wounded after US forces of the NATO-led Resolute Support Mission mistakenly attacked a security checkpoint. The incident occurred in eastern Logar province on Monday morning. An investigation into the incident is underway. The province has seen heavy clashes between security forces and Taliban militants over the past couple of months. Greek banks have reopened on Monday, but some restrictions on transactions, including cash withdrawals, remain in place. The Greek government has kept the daily cash withdrawal limit at 60 euros, but also added a weekly limit. Meanwhile, Greeks are still not able to cash checks or get cash abroad with their credit or debit cards. Greece closed all banks on June 29th to prevent a bank run, after the European Central Bank did not increase emergency funding as Greece's second bailout expired. The central bank then raised its emergency funding to the cash-strapped Greek banks after the Greek Parliament passed an agreement on Thursday to seek a third bailout. Former US President George H.W. Bush has been released from a hospital in the state of Maine. This comes after a four-day treatment for a fractured vertebrae caused by a fall at his home. Spokesperson Jim McGrath said the 91-year-old was grateful as he returned to home. The elder Bush, the oldest living former US president, broke a bone in his neck after he fell last Wednesday. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.